This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Robert Value versus Treasurer of the State of Missouri, custodian of the Second Injury Fund, decided January 8, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District, Robert Value, appellant W87032, opinion filed January 8, 2025. Versus Treasurer of the State of Missouri, custodian of the Second Injury Fund. Respondent. Appeal from the Missouri Labor and Industrial Relations Commission before Division 3. Mark D. Pfeiffer, presiding judge, Gary D. Witt, and Thomas N. Chapman, judges Mr. Robert Value, Value, appeals the decision of the Missouri Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, the commission, which adopted the award of an administrative law judge, ALJ, concluding that the Second Injury Fund, SIF, bears no workers' compensation liability for Value's work-related injury, we affirm. Two, factual and procedural history. One, Value began working for his employer as a printer repair technician in 1985. In 1999, Value suffered a work-related bilateral hernia but did not pursue a workers' compensation claim. Following successful hernia repair surgery, Value returned to his same position and continued to perform the same tasks without any formal restrictions or accommodations prescribed by his doctor. In 2004, Value suffered a right-sided hernia. After another successful hernia repair surgery, Value again returned to work without any formal restrictions or accommodations. He continued to perform his same work tasks, continued to lift up to 75 pounds when required to do so, and he received positive performance reviews. Off the job, Value could travel over 100 miles in a car without issue and could bicycle up to 10 miles on biking excursions with his wife. On May 6, 2015, Value suffered the injury for which he seeks compensation from the SIF, primary injury. While alone at a repair job, Value attempted to lift a heavy document feeder. During the lift, Value felt excruciating pain in his right hip and groin. One, on appeal of a final award of the commission, we review the evidence in the context of the whole record, rather than in the light most favorable to the award. City of Clinton v. Daman, 669 SW 3D 142, 148, Mojaj App WD 2023, quoting Harris v. Rawls Kentii, 588 SW 3D 579, 597, Mochi Appins ED 2019. However, we defer to the Commission's determinations as to the credibility of witnesses and the weight given to conflicting evidence. Unless there is evidence of fraud, the Commission's factual findings are conclusive. Idiar, citing Dubuque v. Treasurer of State, 659 SW 3D 596, 601, Mobank 2023. 3. Value initially sought treatment from the surgeon who had previously performed his 2004 hernia repair. That surgeon confirmed through a CT scan that Value had not suffered another hernia. Value then visited a second doctor who diagnosed him with ilioinguinal neuralgia, resulting from impingement of his ilioinguinal nerve. To treat the injury, Value was prescribed multiple pain medications, went through a course of physical therapy, received nerve-blocking treatment on his ilioinguinal nerve, and underwent radiofrequency ablation. Despite these treatments, Value's condition did not improve. He reached his maximum medical improvement on October 20, 2015, and never returned to work due to his pain. Value reported that his pain prevents him from riding comfortably in car for more than 40 minutes, exercising in any capacity, and sitting or standing for more than a few hours, and his pain requires him to spend up to 7 hours per day reclining, which is the only time he is able to feel completely pain-free. Value pursued a claim of workers' compensation against his employer and the SIF for the 2015 injury. He settled his claim against his employer for payments by the employer totaling $84,141.12 for temporary total disability compensation, medical treatments, and a lump sum payment based upon a stipulated permanent partial disability of 25% to the body as a whole. Belieu then pursued the present claim against the SIF, contending that his 1999 hernia created a disability that combined with his 2015 injury to leave him permanently and totally disabled. 4. At a hearing before the ALJ on December 9, 2022, Value testified to the above facts and presented the report of an independent medical examiner, IME, to his medical records and the testimony and report of a vocational expert. In his original report, the IME determined that Value suffered from ilioinguinal neuralgia, nerve pain in the area of Value's prior hernia repair surgeries on his right side, that Ballew's 2015 primary injury was the direct, proximate, and prevailing factor causing his pain, and that that 2015 primary injury, in isolation alone, required the following accommodations: no lifting more than 15 pounds, no standing, sitting, or walking Mo,